And on the line now, I have Barbara Jennings. Good morning, Barbara.
In the Doorway Gallery in the city centre of Dublin. And I've got Roisin O'Farrell with me. Roisin, welcome to the show.
Hi, Barbara. Lovely to be here.
Absolutely fantastic. Now, we have a beautiful, I have to say, it's a gorgeous exhibition, John, here in the Doorway. And, of course, down the road, do you remember I had the exhibition up the road? In the Leinster. And I'm going to ask Roisin. Roisin, there's about two different types of paintings here. Would you like to tell us a bit about, firstly, you as an artist and then as of your paintings?
I'd love to. So this show is called Silver Paper Gold, and it's the launch of a new series of work for me. But I have a selection of paintings that I'm better known for, which are oil paintings as well. So there's kind of two types of paintings in this show, and it's been going fantastically.
It is, John. She's got red dots, really, loads of red dots, folks.
Yeah.
So you were asking about how I got into art, if you like. So I come from a family of artists, my mom and my aunts and a lot of women in the arts. But I decided when I left school not to go to college, not to pursue that. I think I was my own biggest critic. I think my own self-confidence wasn't really robust enough. And so I went into business. But it always kind of, I don't know, hankered after it. It just didn't really let me go. And when I had young kids and I was working full-time, part-time at the time, and I kind of thought, you know, I'd love to do this. I'd love to see if I could really do it properly. And I started to paint more and go back to studying. And then within a year of that, I was made redundant from my job. And that was back in 2009. We were right in the grip of Ireland's worst recession. And I decided, look, I'm going to really go for this. I'm not going to try and get another job. It's hard to do anyway. And I'm really going to. And I just took art as my job. I painted every day. I didn't worry about voice and style. I worked on technique. And within a year of that, I was, if you like, discovered by a reputable gallery. And I haven't looked back from that. I had my first solo show in 2010. And I've been showing every year and going from strength to strength since then, and it's been fantastic.
Absolutely brilliant. You know, it's great to hear that. It's great to hear people doing well like this. Out of something negative comes a positive. And what about these paintings that are spoons and forks? Tell us a bit about them. They're a bit different.
Well, they are very large multimedia pieces. The spoons and the forks, they're vintage cutlery and they're painted in oils. So these large paintings are really like three paintings together. So the background is an abstract painting in acrylic. It has metallics in it. It has drips and it has, you know, it's almost a little messy, but it's like an abstract painting. In the center, there are vintage cutlery painted in oils, quite realistic, you know, quite 3D nearly. And then around the edges, there is paperwork, which is layered, patterned, very beautiful paper, like wallpaper. And the idea is that it's representative of family. So the paper is like we were talking about, the good room, you know, where people would be brought in. It is what we put forward to the world, that the kind of perfect family that we all pretend to have and, of course, don't. And that's the paper's representative of that, and it's torn away to allow you to see what's underneath. And what's underneath is the cutlery, which represents the structure, the tradition. I'm thinking about the family and the women in my background, you know, the strong, creative, workaday, determined women who held it all together. Really, they're represented by that vintage cutlery. And then behind that, again, is the abstract, sort of more messy work. And that's representative of the reality of every family, which is somewhat more about messy reality, more about relationships and a bit of chaos, but also comfort. And in that abstract, there is metallics, there's gold that's reflected, particularly at night. And that's representative of the strength that we find as mums and dads and you know, when we need it, that we find it. And that's the whole thing really is about family, but it's about finding the beauty in imperfection.
Yeah, it is. I mean, no family is perfect, no matter how, what they try to portray. And in an awful lot of your good rooms, I see a lot of your paintings would be the good room. They're gorgeous, they're beautiful, well-executed oil paintings, but there isn't a hair out of place in those rooms.
Well, the rooms themselves don't have people in them. They tend to be from old houses that I either lived in or visit, you know, places like Marfield House in Wexford and Kilruddery and all sorts of, a lot of the Blue Room houses. And they're very beautiful. They don't have people in them. They're really about allowing you to imagine yourself in that space, the calm in the midst of a chaotic life, you know. So you can kind of imagine yourself sitting down with a cup of coffee and a book in the light of a window. But the application is a lot of texture, a lot of oil paint, very colorful. And also I allow the background, to peek through. So you see the color coming through. And the effect really is about the oldness of the house, the used, you know, the woodwork isn't perfect. You know, it's about these houses have had families and families and people living in them over years and years. And they show that even though they're beautiful, it's kind of old and worn, you know, the way we all are of it.
Well, they're old and beautiful is actually what I see. I think they're absolutely gorgeous, folks. And I mean, the two different styles here. So how long is the show going on?
It's finishing up by the weekend, so they're all here on the wall up until then, here in the doorway in South Frederick Street. And then after that, there's quite a lot of them have been sold, but those that haven't been sold will still be in the gallery, so there'll be more to see.
Yeah, folks, you can come in and ask for Roisin O'Farrell's work, and you can see that, along with other fantastic artists here in the doorway as well. It's one of my favourite galleries, absolutely beautiful, and if Roisin doesn't mind me mentioning, there's two big... Are they wolfhounds?
They are.
Two huge wolfhounds in the window, and they're sculptures, and they're amazing, and really, and this is a sort of gallery, as in all the galleries, but this one in particular, they welcome browsers, folks, you know. So, Roisin, what's your website to tell all the folks so they can have a look at you?
Well, you can find me at roisinofarrell.com. That's easy enough, roisinofarrell.com.
That's absolutely fantastic. Well, Roisin, thanks very much
for coming
to talk to us. What?
Sorry, Barbie, before you go there, would you ask Roisin, am I right in saying that she actually painted live on Culture Night in there?
Did Roisin, did you paint live in Culture Night? She did, and I was here as well.
And how did it go? That sounds great.
It went absolutely fantastically, John.
Okay.
And she's a brave woman painting live in front of all the people, so she is.
Definitely.
She's a great woman.
Definitely. Okay, Barbara, listen, thanks very much for that.
No problem. I'll talk to you soon, John.
Yeah, talk again next week. That was Barbara Jennings there, and she was talking to Roisin O'Farrell over there in the Solomon Gallery.